Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
This is the main evening news at 5 o'clock on Highland Radio. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, Letterkenny University Hospital has cancelled elective surgeries today after 145 patients attended CD in a 24-hour period. Today, the Taoiseach says Ireland will not stop any refugees entering the country, but can't promise they'll have accommodation for them.
We're not going to turn anyone away.
Gardaí have made appeals for information relating to a number of road traffic incidents in the county, and councillors are demanding explanations after Donegal County Council confirms the cost of the four-lane project in Letterkenny could rise to €10 million.
So these are the questions that the general public want answered.
We'll have those stories in full and a lot more coming up over the next half hour. Also, Oisin Kelly will be here with all the latest in sport from 5:15. To this evening's main stories, and elective procedures have been cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital today as it faces significant pressure. 145 people attended the hospital's emergency department yesterday. Three wards have also been impacted by COVID outbreaks. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is under significant pressure today with high attendances and long waiting times. Yesterday, 145 people attended the ED. In a statement, SAILTA says there's pressure on bed availability, which is resulting in significant delays. There are currently 29 patients on trolleys in ED awaiting admission. In addition, the hospital continues to be impacted by COVID-19, with 21 patients being dealt with, which SAILTA says is limiting the availability of beds for patients entering through the ED. All available beds are in use at the hospital, with every effort being made to discharge patients who are ready to go home.
The Taoiseach has accused Russia of weaponizing refugees. Leo Varadkar warned Ukrainians considering fleeing to Ireland they can't be guaranteed accommodation here, but also claimed Ireland won't be turning away any new arrivals at the same time. He said the government doesn't know how many new accommodation places it may be able to secure in the coming weeks. Leo Varadkar says it's a problem being felt all over Europe.
There aren't many countries in Europe that have a load of spare accommodation for hundreds of thousands or millions of refugees. But we will do our best. We're not going to turn anyone away. But it is a very difficult situation, and we need to be honest with people about that, that this is likely to get worse before it gets better. The war in Ukraine is escalating.
This comes as the Kyre Loch of Donegal County Council says the county has become saturated with refugees. He's called for a suspension of the introduction of refugees into the county until a full inspection of refugee accommodation is carried out across Donegal. There was much discussion at yesterday's meeting of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District of the issue, with concerns raised of overcrowding and unsafe living conditions being raised. Almost 5,000 refugees have arrived in the county to date, but that has been temporarily halted in the wake of the Chrysler tragedy as a result of its impact on services in the county. Calling for a long-term solution, Councillor Liam Blaney says everyone's going to suffer unless action's taken.
We've heard complaints and we've seen some of the places that some of these refugees are living in, and they are overcrowded, to say the least. But I do believe we need a full suspension until Donegal gets a full analysis done of all the needs of the refugees and the local people.
Donegal County Council's Director of Community Development and Planning Services, Liam Ward, says the local authority is aware of issues for refugees around accommodation and access to services such as schools and GP services, given the rural locations of where some are being housed. Gardaí in Letterkenny are investigating an incident on the High Road that happened at lunchtime yesterday, in which a woman was knocked down by a vehicle. Gardaí have also renewed appeals for information about an incident in which a pedestrian was hit by a vehicle on the Neil T. Blaney Road last Tuesday morning, as well as a hit and run involving a stolen BMW outside of Carndonagh on Sunday afternoon. Michaela Clark has more.
The Letterkenny incident, which happened at 1:25 yesterday afternoon, saw the woman brought to Letterkenny University Hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí have also renewed their appeals for information about an incident in which a pedestrian was hit by a vehicle on the Neil T. Blaney Road last Tuesday morning at around 11:15, again sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. In both cases, any witnesses or anyone who has dash cam or other footage is asked to contact Gardaí on 074 91 67 100. Meanwhile, Gardaí have also renewed an appeal for information about a hit and run at Máthair Arnaid Carndonagh just after 12 noon on Sunday. A black Ford Focus had been travelling from Muncrana towards Carndonagh when it was struck by a blue BMW with a partial registration of FE63 travelling in the opposite direction. The driver of the Ford Focus remained at the scene, but the driver and a number of passengers left the BMW and ran off. It later emerged that it had been stolen from the Abbotswood area of Carndonagh sometime after 4 a.m.
Donegal County Council has confirmed that the cost of the four-lane project in Letterkenny is expected to increase. The original cost of the project was €6.56 million. However, it's been alleged it could now be approximately €10 million. The local authority has also confirmed work on the inbound carriageway is nearing completion, while substantial completion of works is now expected by the end of March 2023. Councillor Kieran Brogan says there are many questions arising from the handling of the Four Lanes project.
There's so many different areas of the county, if you like, that's coming to Letterkenny on a daily basis. The traffic volume is huge, and I think we need to put together a dedicated proposal to look for additional funding, because the resources we have is not adequate to deal with the demand that's there. And I'm looking for all heads to come together to see exactly what proposals we can get to try and have a constructive solution to some of the challenges that's there.
And you put a question forward as well. Is it related to the four-lane project? Now, there was talk that the cost of it could possibly increase to €10 million, but the council hasn't confirmed that, but they have said that it will increase. This is, I suppose, worrying.
Well, it's interesting that they haven't put the total cost in that. They were asked to do that, and they haven't decided, for whatever reason, to put that cost on. That's something we'll have to follow up again with them. We have arranged today a follow-up meeting on Friday week, and hopefully we'll get that clarified around that. The time frame of that, the delay in that, is something that's causing huge concern to many people. I suppose the lack of manpower working on the ground there is a huge concern to many people. So these are the questions that the general public want answered.
And indeed, everything seems to be increasing the length of time, and now, as we see, the price increasing as well.
Well, I think the price is increasing and everything right across the board at the moment. But I think in contracts like this, we need to have a time frame built in. But on this occasion, the time frame seems to be going farther out all the time. We need to know exactly why is that.
The new British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has vowed to fix what he called Liz Truss's mistakes and has warned there will be difficult decisions for Britain ahead. He's now busy appointing his cabinet, with various MPs entering and leaving Downing Street. Amongst the announcements so far, Jeremy Hunt is staying on as Chancellor and James Cleverley is carrying on as the Foreign Secretary. Dominic Raab has also got his old jobs back as Deputy Prime Minister and Justice Secretary. Earlier, Mr. Sunak acknowledged the challenges he faces.
I will place economic stability and confidence at the heart of this government's agenda. This will mean difficult decisions to come.
Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogue has told The Dáil he's considering what measures may be necessary to support the fishing sector in the face of rising fuel costs. A number of TDs, including Donegal Deputy and Sinn Féin Fishery spokesperson Padraig McLaughlin, have been stressing the need for a financial package to help offset the pressure that increased prices has caused. Minister McConnellogue says he will continue to monitor the situation and respond as needed.
I did step in and put in place an extra 1 month of a tie-up option available, which invested €12 million specifically to support the sector deal with the fuel crisis at the request of the fishery representatives themselves. Started in June, runs up to the end of November. I've been monitoring prices very closely. They have increased again the last 2 or 3 weeks. I met with fishing representatives last week. I'm meeting again with co-ops, fishing co-ops this afternoon, and I'm reassessing the situation and will be looking at what additional support may be necessary there.
A HICWA review of Child Protective Services in Donegal published today has found that TUSLA services in the county were compliant or substantially compliant in all areas. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
The HICWA review of TUSLA services in Donegal analysed a number of areas of their child protective services in the county. The report found the Donegal service provided a good quality, safe service to children identified as being at ongoing risk of significant harm. The review also found management had effective oversight of child protection cases and those managing them in the county. Areas where improvements were required were identified, such as the quality of record keeping in relation to case supervision and audits of children's records, with a small number of safety plans not being sufficiently comprehensive. Overall, however, Donegal's child protection and welfare services were found compliant or substantially compliant in all areas assessed.
Gardaí in South Donegal are investigating a burglary at the Sacred Heart Church in Mount Charles. Nothing was taken, but damage was done to a donation box, as well as the sacristy door. During today's Community Garda information slot on the 9 till noon show, Garda Sean Sweeney made this appeal for information.
Gardaí and Ballyshannon are investigating a burglary that occurred in the Sacred Heart Church on Station Road, Mount Charles, on Saturday the 22nd of October. This occurred between 11 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. The church was open to the public at the time, so there was no forced entry. So damage was caused to the donation box inside the door, and damage was also caused to two doors leading to the sacristy. A number of doors were also opened in there. Nothing was stolen, however, but we're appealing to anybody who observed any suspicious activity in or around the church on that date to contact Gardaí and Ballyshannon on 07198 58530. Also, anybody has any information that might assist the investigation, you can also contact the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111.
The time's approaching 12 minutes past 5. We'll take a short break, and sports coming up after these.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time's 5:15. Time to go over to Oisin Kelly at the sports desk.
Thanks, Daniel. We start with international football. Victory for Ireland in the opening game of the Regions Cup in Bulgaria today, as they defeated San Marino by 2-0. Coghill Celtic's Lee McColgan started the game, while Bunnegie's Jack Park was among the substitutes. Rockmount duo Luke Casey and Owen Murphy scored in the second half to seal the win. Ireland's next game is against Romania on Friday the 28th of October, and then they play the hosts next Monday, that game against Bulgaria on the 31st of October. Manchester City striker Erling Haaland comes up against his former club in Borussia Dortmund for the first time since his summer move in the Champions League this evening. The Norway international has already scored 23 goals in 17 appearances, and City boss Pep Guardiola says he continues to be impressed by Haaland.
What I like, I thought, I know he's a guy who in big transitions in a pace with 30 or 40 metres is unstoppable, but I didn't know how good he moves in small spaces in the box. So at the end he scored a lot of goals because he moved really well.
Kickoff for their Group G encounter is at 8 o'clock tonight in Germany. At the same time in Group F, Celtic are hosting Shakhtar Donetsk. Celtic, who have only scored twice in 4 group matches, need to win to remain in Europe past Christmas. Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou says the number of chances they're creating is encouraging.
If you keep putting yourself in that position of playing, you know, the kind of football we want, creating chances, eventually you get your rewards. And for us, that's the key.
And from 5:45 in Group E, Chelsea are also in action. They are taking on Salzburg this evening. Cristiano Ronaldo has returned to training with the Manchester United first team. The Portugal forward had been working on his own and was dropped from Saturday's 1-1 draw at Chelsea in the Premier League after refusing to come on as a substitute against Tottenham. Ronaldo is part of the squad for Thursday's Europa League home game against Moldovan side Sheriff Tiraspol. The FAI is to appoint a head of women and girls football within the association. They say the creation of the new post will help support the transformational change in Irish football. Shamrock Rovers have been confirmed as SSE or Trusty League Premier Division champions. That came about after second place Derry City were held to a nil-all draw by Sligo Rovers last night and are now unable to catch the hoops. Derry and Rovers will meet on Sunday, with the Dublin side set to be presented with the trophy afterwards. Derry boss Rory Higgins is disappointed that his team couldn't take the race to the next game.
Very, very disappointed. We wanted to go down there and keep it interesting. That was the plan. That's what we wanted from Friday, Monday. Let's go down the Tala with something to play for. But congratulations to them. They've been the most consistent team, and people have sort of said that they've stumbled the last while. If you actually look at the form guide, they haven't really. They've had a couple of draws, but they've won the majority of their games. So we know we're getting closer. We know the head-to-heads between us we've been very, very good on. And I think they know we're getting closer as well. So it's important we go down there on Sunday and again show the level of performance that we're capable of.
Derry City boss Rory Higgins. Well, Fun Harps know that a win against UCD is now a must on Friday night if they're to stay in the Premier Division. The Dublin Students drew 1-1 with Shells last night. They now sit 3 points above Harps at the bottom of the table with 2 games to go. Harps host UCD next, and a victory for Ollie Horgan's side would edge them ahead on goal difference, but a defeat would relegate Harps to the First Division. The Balbafay side go into the game knowing a win, or at very least a draw, will keep their season alive. We'll have full live match commentary from that game on Friday night here on Highland. Kicks off at 8 o'clock in Ballybuffet. Finally, 3 months on from Declan Bonner vacating the Donegal job, there is a new senior team manager in place. Paddy Carr was ratified at a specially convened county committee meeting at the GA Centre in Convoy yesterday evening, and teams up with Armagh native Aidan O'Rourke as head coach on a 2-year term with a review after the first year. So what's Paddy's philosophy? What's next for the evolution of Donegal football under his reign?
Issues in and around the style of play, I think, in with respect, are better discussed with the panel itself. I would like to think that, you know, what we feel we can do in and around that style of play is something that will evolve through a meeting of minds between management and the players, and I think we'd like to see that being self-evident out there on the field.
But you'll have to lead that to a certain extent too.
Without a doubt, that's exactly what we have to put. I don't think, as I say, it's only minutes ago that we were ratified, and I understand the question entirely, and it's the dogs in the street have been talking about a certain styles of play, and everyone has an opinion on it, but the only one that really matters is ourselves and the players on that, but we respect
And the rest of a backroom team
that's evolving at the moment, and well, like, there's a whole in and around, you know, the conditioning of the players, the backroom team, you know, selectors, the medical backup, the psychological backup, the players themselves know what's needed as we do. So, you know, we're in a different place now, because we can talk to the people that we want to, in terms of us now knowing that we're leading this out. So that makes a difference.
That's the new Donegal manager, Paddy Carr, who was ratified last night. And there's more from Paddy Carr in conversation with Tom Comack. Available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. That's your sport, Daniel.
Thanks, Oisin. Back to news now, and a group representing people who live with obesity hope that shame and blame around the disease will soon be gone. It follows the publication of new clinical guidelines by the HSE that move away from the idea that it's a lifestyle illness. Under the new guidelines, obesity is considered a chronic disease that should be treated medically, and people should not be told just to move more and eat less. Susie Burney from the Irish Coalition for People Living with Obesity says she hopes it'll improve people's quality of life.
If you think in any given day that a person can live with beating themselves up with shame and blame about their weight, or they can read these guidelines and understand that it's not their fault, and then they just learn to cope or adapt or treat their condition, they have a different quality of life.
And finally, the Cabinet has approved changes to licensing laws to allow pubs and nightclubs to stay open for longer. Clubs will be open to able to serve alcohol until 5 a.m. and remain open until 6 a.m. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has this report.
You know the story, people are out having a good time and then comes 2:30 closing. So, keep the music going. Cabinet's approved a bill which would allow nightclubs to stay open until 6 a.m. from next year. Fair to say there's been mixed views on it. Sir Neil Sharp from Give Us the Night says clubs should go later.
In Amsterdam, in Berlin, in Athens, those nightclubs either went till 9 or 10 a.m. or chose to run later.
But GP Dr. Garrett McGovern says extended hours will lead to problems for some.
I'd largely think we kind of need to make inroads into our consumption in this country that's going in the opposite direction.
Under the plans, pubs will also have slightly longer opening hours, and there will be changes to off-licence opening times on Sundays.
Weather now, becoming wet and breezy later this evening. Tonight will be wet and windy, with rain early in the night, followed by scattered showers. Some of those will be heavy, with a possibility of hail and isolated thunderstorms overnight. Lowest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees. And this evening's main stories once again. Letterkenny University Hospital has cancelled elective surgeries today after 145 patients attended its ED in a 24-hour period yesterday. The Taoiseach has said Ireland will not stop any refugees entering the country, but can't promise they'll have accommodation. Gardaí have made several appeals for information relating to a number of road traffic incidents that have happened in the county in the space of a month. And councillors are demanding explanations after Donegal County Council confirmed the cost of the four-lane project in Letterkenny could rise to €10 million. That's all from the news desk. For now, I'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 25th of October. The death has occurred of Coleman Fox, 3A, Fernhill, Glencar, Letterkenny, formerly of Glanworth, County Cork, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 9 o'clock, Rosary nightly at 9. Funeral from his late residence on Thursday morning to St. Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family Flowers Only Please, donations in lieu if desired to Archview Lodge Residence Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. Family Time Please on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Kevin Martin, 41 Crohan Heights, Lifford, formerly of Athlone, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live at clonleyparish.com. The death has taken place of Paddy Ward, Kilclooney, Portnew. His remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, this evening from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, followed by private removal to his residence. Reposing at his own home tomorrow and Thursday. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to St. Connell's Church, Kilclooney, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Jimmy Murren, Church Road, Killybegs, reposing at his residence from 6:30 to 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 10 o'clock. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:30 to the St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock Funeral Mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Francis McCallig, St Cummins Hill, Killybegs, reposing at McBrearty's Funeral Home from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night. Removal from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 to the St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for Funeral Mass at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. House private, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu if desired to Killybegs Community Hospital, care of any family member or McBrearty's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Eileen O'Donnell, Navanny, Ballybuffet. Her remains will repose at her late residence tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Funeral Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Woodville Ward, St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Mason Harvey McFadden, Chief Clougher, Killygordon. Mason's body is reposing at the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Mass of the Angels at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Temple Street Children's Hospital, Dublin, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Derek Peoples, Tullianan, Carrigans. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Monreagh Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Josephine Devine, née Doherty, Kerry Pike, Cork, and formerly of Main Street, Letterkenny. Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in St Joseph's SMA Church, Wilton. It can be viewed on smawilton.ie, followed by cremation in Island Crematorium, Ringaskiddy, County Cork. Family flowers only, please. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.